fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the lowlands, really, of Indiana tonight. And let me tell you, we're happy to be here. We're back in Indiana, and I'll tell you what, our first night here, two nights ago, I guess you know what happened. We are three houses away from the fire station here in Wadesville, and about 1:30 in the morning, the alarm started going off here, all the bells and whistles, and my bride and I had just gotten into bed a few hours before, and we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what the sirens and whistles were all about, and for about 45 minutes, they played that tune at the fire station, and my wife was wondering if she should go down there and tell them, ask them what's going on. We had no idea that a tornado was coming our way, and so we stayed in bed and listened to the music of these sirens for 45 minutes, and we were... just flatly unaware, you know, of what was going on. My wife, I was thinking maybe I've known a lot of firemen in my time, and they're very much like police officers, and I had the thought that maybe they had a big party at the firehouse and were playing with their bells and whistles over there, and I was going to go over and tell them to shut them off. We just had no inkling that we had a tornado coming our way. Evansville, as you know, is where the tornado hit. That's about 20 miles from up here in Wadesville. And on the direct path right towards us comes this tornado. Without our knowledge, we did have a little basement in the cottage that we're renting, but we didn't know enough to go to the basement. And so we just stayed in bed, and we woke up in the morning. Finally, the bells and whistles stopped playing. And when we woke up in the morning, you know what we saw on the television. Actually, we didn't have a TV in our little cottage, so we turned on the radio, and what we heard, of course, was the terrible devastation there in Evansville and the surrounding area. And so God really blessed us, folks, by having the tornado just jumped right over top of us and went to the south of us by 20 miles. So praise the Lord. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And like I say, we are happy to be here in Indiana tonight. I guess we could have not been here tonight, as there's a number of families that have lost loved ones in the last 24 hours. And we are certainly in prayer for them. And like I say, we were rather naive. When the bells and whistles start going off, we didn't know exactly what it was. And so we just stayed put in our little bed, and we're sleeping on a little air mattress here in our cottage that we're renting. And we're just amazed at how the Lord has protected us throughout this whole trip. Amazing. You remember I told you last week on the trip that we were taking from Idaho County, Idaho, and my dear wife had a very good friend killed by a tree falling on her car, just going down the highway, and all of a sudden a tree just fell straight on top of her car and crushed her and killed her instantly. And then when we left for Indiana, we said our prayers and asked God to protect us and protect those around us and protect our little vehicle we were driving. And we took off on a wing and a prayer, so to speak. And it wasn't but a couple hours later that a big tree fell across the road in front of us, actually four cars up from us, two tractor trailers, another car, and then we were right behind them. And a big tree just falls across the highway, blocking both lanes. And all the way on this trip from Idaho to Indiana, this old cop and my bride were just blessed the whole trip. We went out and had to purchase snow tires because people kept telling us that through Montana and Idaho, Montana and Wyoming, we would get into snow and ice and sleet and all, and we couldn't put chains on that whole way. It would tear up the tires and tear up the car. So we bought these expensive studded tires. Some of you that live in cold areas know what a studded tire is, and those of you that live in warm areas have no idea what a studded tire is. But anyway, we were prepared for the worst, and we said our prayers and took off. And after we left Montana's Missoula, Montana area, we had no snow, very, very little rain, if just a few little sprinkles, and the rest was sunny or just cloudy weather all the way to Indiana here. Praise the Lord. It was the most wonderful thing, but unusual thing you can imagine. And people were everywhere we stopped to get a sandwich or fill up with gas or spend the night in the motel, people were amazed at the weather, incredible weather. And then our first night here in Indiana, we go to bed very, very tired. And a tornado hits 20 miles from us and ripped up things very, very badly, and a lot of people died. A lot of people are homeless, and I'll tell you, do we feel blessed or not here? We could have very easily been, it looked like we were in the path of the tornado, and then it just turned south and hit another area. So we're happy to be here with you tonight. Truly, we are. And praising the Lord for being here with you tonight. But let me share with you some things. I just want to tell you this because I'm angry. I'm just a little bit angry tonight. It may seem petty to some of you out there, but I want to tell you this anyway because I'm just angry. You know, I'm angry because we have these big corporations coming to America, big corporations owned by these international crime families, that buy all their products from Red China and all the communist countries and undercut our businesses here and drive businesses out of business, American businesses out of business, all throughout the communities. I'm talking about Walmart. Some of you know about Walmart. Some of you don't. But, you know, if you want to see the products made in Red China, just go to Walmart. And you'll see all the products made in Red China with slave labor there that is running our businesses in America out of business. There was what was that company, hun, that was up here? Kmart. There was a Kmart here in the Evanston area, and they flat raised Evansville area. My wife's correcting me here. Thank you, my dear. Evansville, Indiana area, and they ran Kmart right out of business, you know, and many, many of the small business people are being put out of business because Walmart now has put in food, and they undercut everybody because they can undercut everybody and drive all the businesses out, and then they treat you like dogs when you go in there many times. Tonight was one of those nights. We would have been back here for me to start my program an hour ago, but Walmart has run all these businesses out of business, so everybody goes there and out of shop, and then they lay off or just don't hire cashiers, and we got into lines in Walmart here that was an hour, standing in line for an hour, and they had 32 bays for checking out people, and only 10 of them were checking out people, and they had lines, just unbelievable lines of people in there. It just made me angry because we had plenty of time to get out of there. There were some things we had to get, and for the house here, the little cottage that we're renting, we're sleeping on an air mattress, and we have to kind of bojack it around because we've got somebody loaned us a water bed frame that's a king size, and we have this little blow up air mattress that is just a queen size, so we're having to stuff towels and clothes and everything in this waterbed frame so that we can get in and out of it, for one thing, and our little attack Yorkies can jump up on the bed without breaking their head and neck. And so we're down there at Walmart, and they just had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in there, and we just got kind of belligerent, and I went up to one gal cashier and said, "Why don't you call for more help here to check us out?" And she says, "Well, I can't do it. You got to find somebody with a red vest." And so I saw a guy with a red vest, and my wife went down and told him, "Hey, call some more help for checkout. People are really lining up and waiting an hour to check out." And he told my wife, he says, "Oh, you know, we just don't have any more checkers because the people can't pass the test. They can't pass the dope test that they're giving them, drug test that they're giving them." So we thought that was a weenie answer, and I don't believe it for a minute. So many people are out of work because these communist buying companies like Walmart and others and are driving businesses out of business, and people are losing their jobs all over. But so anyway, it took us a whole hour to check out, and my wife was sick and had to go out to the car and sit down a while because, you know, she's going through cancer treatment. And so I'm a little ticked tonight, just a little ticked. You know, not only are we selling out our country to these communist-led organizations, but then they treat us like dogs. And I'll tell you, it reminded me as I was standing in line, folks, of communist Russia and the communist countries where once they get you by the tender vittles and they get you where they want you down, where you're a slave and it's the super rich and the super poor and no middle class like they're doing in America right now, then you would stand down to get a little piece of bread, a little piece of meat, bologna or something like that all day long in the lines. You know what I'm talking about. You remember the stories we heard, the pictures we saw in communist Russia and other communist countries where people would spend all day long standing in line to get a little piece of bread and a little piece of cheese and bologna if you could afford it. And so I just had that feeling that this is the way we're going in America. As I was standing in these big lines there at the communist product Walmart company. So anyway, forgive me if I'm a little torqued tonight. I want to talk about something here for a few minutes. Remember, folks, you're listening to a retired cop, a retired soldier. Well, not retired. I was in during the Vietnam War, and I'm a former soldier. And we have two police and military associations that are headquartered there where I live up in Idaho County, Idaho. And so what I say is coming basically from the knowledge of a soldier and a police officer and what many of us in law enforcement and the military talk about. And throw in the good patriotic Americans that speak with us all the time about all, I think we got a CB, a trucker here calling in on his CB, it sounds like. But anyway, I want to share something with you here on survival, the survival mindset, preparedness. And this is coming from a former soldier and a police officer. And so I hope you understand that what I'm talking to you about here is information that you need to have to survive the days ahead in America. If the American people, a sufficient amount of the American people, don't wake up, come out of their prayer closets and get busy getting control of their nation again from these international gangsters that have control of them today. And so we're going to talk about the gray man survival approach in just a minute. The gray man survival approach. And we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program to discuss this important matter with our listeners.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam program, and I want to thank our good buddy, Brother Trans, that's his code name, for sending this out to us and reminding us at the Officer Jack McLam program and our two police and military associations that we need to talk to our listeners out there occasionally about the survival approach to make it through a scenario that may very well unfold in America in the months ahead, the years ahead. As the international crime leaders in our country, crime organizations that lead our nations, continue to promote and put into action their plan for subjugating the American people under a totalitarian system here in America. In other words, martial law. Now, this can happen overnight. It can happen because just like Oklahoma City was an inside job, government inside job, World Trade Center bombing number one was a government inside job. We can prove that, by the way. Any listeners out there listening that are new to Republic Broadcasting Network or to the Officer Jack McLam program, we don't say things here that we can't prove like this. We can prove to in any court in America that the FBI and the federal government was involved in making sure that the World Trade Center blew up the first time. We have the evidence to prove that in any court in America. And, of course, we also have the proof to show that our government was totally complicit in the bombing of World Trade Center on 9/11 and the Pentagon. No problem whatsoever, a preponderance of evidence to prove in any court in the land that our government was complicit in those bombings. So what I'm saying to you here is the bird flu coming. Dr. Lenny Horowitz was nice enough to come on my program and tell us that that's a phony baloney, and it's in the serum that they're putting together, the vaccinations that they're going to do you in, that they're going to have very evil, bad stuff, and the vaccinations are going to have you all line up and take to do some pretty nasty things to you, like they've done with vaccinations for the last 50 years in America. And so, anyway, bird flu, it might be this pandemic that Bush is promoting, international crime lords are promoting in various countries to scare the people to pieces. And Bush says if the pandemic comes, he's going to bring in martial law and the military is going to take over, which is what the goal is. That's the goal, folks, is to get you to accept and praise your government for saving you when they bring in martial law. Yet another horrible, horrific bombing, terrorist bombing, alleged terrorist bombing like World Trade Center 1, Oklahoma City building, and World Trade Center 9/11 bombings. They may pull off some more of these government-sponsored bombings in America, or they may do the bird flu. But just like General Clark, wasn't it General, no, Tommy Frank said, American General Tommy Frank says, if there's another catastrophic bombing in America, terrorist attack, they're going to bring in martial law. And that's the goal, you know, to get you to accept martial law. And they know the only way that can happen is to scare the tar out of you, just like they're doing now with the bird flu. So when this scenario occurs, and we suspect it will occur because the people that could stop it from happening are all just whistling by the graveyard, the old saying is, believing that their leaders are there to help them and make them secure from the cradle to the grave. And they're just believing their government's going to protect them from all these horrible things that the government's talking about. Well, so this could very well happen to where all of a sudden you wake up in the morning, folks, and you'll have foreign troops in your town coming in your door and checking you out, taking your weapons, of course, and manhandling you and your family, maybe hauling some of you off if you happen to be Officer Jack McLam or John Stadtmeller or Paul or anybody that's a part of the opposition to these international crime families. And then they don't like us very much, so we'll probably be carted off if we allow it to happen anyway. And but if you're not, we want to give you, our police and military people here want to give you the proper mindset. If you wake up and your door's been kicked in and foreign troops have MP5s pointed at your head or Kalashnikov rifles pointed at your head and your family's head, we want to give you the proper survival approach to that scenario, because it could very well happen. Now, it won't be U.S. troops coming in your doors, because we don't have enough of them. They're going to have to use foreign assets, because we have our soldiers in other nations kicking the rear end of people in other nations and putting them under puppet governments and pushing them under this Antichrist world government system that Bush and the other international bandits are using our troops to enforce around the world. So they're not going to have U.S. troops coming and kicking in your door. It will pretty much have to be foreign troops, okay? So when we get back, we're going to talk about the survival approach, the proper survival approach, if that occurs in the near future, and you will have to make a decision of what approach you're going to take to survive that situation. We want to share some ideas with you about that, okay? Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired and working my hours as a volunteer, actually my 24th year as a volunteer here for our two police and military associations. And we're talking about survival approach to our situation in America today. All right. Now, we must understand in this country, not like Vietnam. During the Vietnam War, 50 to 60% of the people supported throwing Americans out of that nation. So therefore, they worked the underground to help the guerrillas, the communist guerrillas, to try to push us out of that nation, okay? So the communist guerrillas had a very easy time because 50 to 60% or possibly more of the Vietnamese people wanted America out of there. And so they gave us a horrible time. We could not beat the guerrilla warfare because of that very reason. We couldn't defeat it. Now, we could have bombed the country into the Stone Ages and destroyed everything, and that still wouldn't have killed the guerrillas. All the guerrillas or the people supporting them, actually, it would have caused more people to support the guerrillas. And so, in Iraq, perfect example, to be successful with guerrilla warfare against American intruders there, they have to have 50, 60%, but in Iraq, we calculate they probably have 75% of the people that want the American intruders, invaders, to be out of there. So the underground is working very professionally and prolifically to support the what we call the insurgents, the bad guys, but they call freedom fighters to try to push the invaders out of this country. And so in America, though, it's going to be different. Sadly so, because of the tremendous control of the media and the newspapers, printed media and electronic media, and the government of our states and the federal government, we do not have 50% of the American people that are even aware that there's anything wrong with our with this internationalist that control our governments today. We may have maybe 15 to 20% of the people, if we're lucky, that have an idea of what is actually going on. And if we are invaded by foreign troops, the UN coming in to protect us and make us safe under martial law, which is the intent of our crime syndicate leaders in this country to do just that, when they cause enough chaos in the streets, death and destruction, that the American people will beg for martial law. They'll demand martial law and won't mind foreign troops being in here. So for those of us that know who the enemy of God and liberty are in this nation, it's not going to be an easy time for our militia or for any guerrilla warfare underground movement here, because the vast majority of the people, all but 15-20%, are just absolutely have no knowledge of who's actually causing the problems on purpose, the chaos on purpose, to get us to accept the setting aside of our constitutionally based republic and accepting martial law to be made safe. So here's what I want to tell you tonight. The gray man survival approach to it's a survival mindset, disaster preparedness, and it touches on camouflage, escape, and evasion, okay? And here's what it is. In a survival situation now in America, we must clear our mind of the military mindset from our head, since we don't have 200 million citizens or even 100 million citizens in America that are going to be on the side of those that love God and love freedom. Almost 250 million Americans will be supporting the international crime families because they won't know that they caused the chaos and the bombings and the death and destruction, and they will support them bringing in martial law, okay? So the worst thing you will do to yourself is walking about the land with an AR-15 and your BDUs, your camouflage clothing, your military clothing. That's one of the best ways to get shot on sight when the federal troops are brought in and the foreign troops are brought in, because they're going to be looking for any resistors, anybody that knows the truth about the international bandits that control this government and the reasons they brought in the international foreign troops are going to be taken down. And you don't want to look like that. You put away your BDUs, put away the things that will make you look different, because it will take a while before a sufficient amount of the American people will awaken to find out that they are being enslaved. They're not being saved. They're actually being enslaved by the international crime families that control our governments today. And so you want to be a casual, regular person in the community. In other words, you don't want to be noticed. Okay, you want to kind of fade into the people, fade along with the other people, and we call it hiding in plain sight. You've heard that before, okay? Making it so that others don't notice you, especially the foreign troops that will be here to supervise you, of course, for your own good. So, dress is important. Okay, when you go out onto the streets, if you're allowed out on the streets, of course there'll be roadblocks and they'll be checking your paperwork and everything, you want to dress in a regular fashion. Don't look different from other people. Don't stand out. Like I say, BDUs will mean that you are probably armed if you're in camouflage clothing. If, let's say, you're wearing a fine suit, a real nice fine suit and tie, the international foreign troops will think you're rich, and that can cause you some problems too. If you're a raggedy man, if you look like a homeless person or possibly destitute, you may very well be thought to be desperate. Okay, so it is important to dress in regular clothing and to stay calm. Do not act aggressive whatsoever. Do avoid eye contact if you can, because it may be taken by the foreign troops as a challenge. All right? See, they can't speak your language, and they're going to be watching your body language. Okay? They're going to be watching how you act. So you got to stay cool and stay non-aggressive and non-challenging. Okay? Don't act cool and cocky. I know what you want to do, and believe me, when these international crime families send in these foreign troops to put us under martial law, we cops that love God and liberty know exactly what you want to do, okay? But you won't be able to do it at that time and survive, okay? So So we ask you to just be cool and to just don't stand out, and try to make it through the first weeks and the first months. Hopefully you will have prepared yourself and your family to survive that long without being totally under the control of the international bandits that are setting up martial law. Hopefully you're preparing at this time. And we believe that your neighborhood people will turn you in if you are out of place or acting radical or trying to encourage them to join the revolution, okay? So you don't want to do that, all right? You want to work now and find out on being very tactful who in your neighborhood actually knows the truth, and make friends and network with those that actually know the truth, that the international crime families have control of our governments and that they intentionally are setting up these horrific scenarios, these scenarios that cause absolute chaos and terror in the community to get us to accept martial law. And so that's the best thing we can say. Now, if you go out and you are approached and you are armed, of course, it would have to be secretly, covertly armed, which is not a bad idea, by the way. We suggest that that would be the best way to be. If you are approached and asked to show your papers, you whip out your wallet and you let them have your papers, whatever papers you're supposed to be carrying, and this may very well stop them from searching you, okay? And if you're carrying a weapon, gladly surrender your wallet and or papers and try to avoid being searched and hence disarmed and carry it off, okay? What we're trying to get across is that in a survival situation, you are not to be the big man in the community. Rather, go to the guerrilla mode, wait until the battle can be fought on your own terms. Survive, in other words. Sort of like when the police, that's not a good example. Anyway, I hope you understand what we're saying. Blend in, okay, and don't stick out. Don't be a big mouth. Don't be lippy. Do not be aggressive and confrontational, or you will be taken down. That's exactly what we're doing today in foreign countries. Our troops are doing that in Iraq right now, in Afghanistan, and soon they'll be in Syria and in Iran doing the same thing. And foreign troops will be here doing the same thing. So survive those first weeks and months if you can. Prepare now to know who the true enemies of God and liberty are, yes, but also know who your true friends, those that love God and know the truth about who the enemies are that are in the camp right now. The Trojan horse that's in the government controlling our state governments. Every governor is a globalist and working towards this Antichrist world government system. Every single governor is a world government man and or woman, and so, of course, is the federal leaders in our country. So remember the gray man survival situation. Just blend in and be very careful at that time not to be different. And be aware also that your neighbors will be the ones that will turn you in if you've acted radical and really opened your mouth too much. We have a lot of people in this country that like to tell everybody about all the guns they own. Very bad, folks. That's very, very bad. Don't even mention guns to the citizens today because they're the ones going to turn you in because they believe the government is here to help us. And the government wouldn't tell us to do anything wrong and that we are supposed to obey because their preacher tells them all the time we must obey evil government because all evil governments of God. In direct contravention to what the disciples did and the prophets did when they continually challenged lawful evil government leaders. And many of them got put to death. Remember that God commands us to stand up against evil leaders and evil rulers, all right? And so it is our duty to stand up against evil rulers and leaders because There are only two powers on earth, truly are only two powers, and one is Lucifer, which is very much the minority power, and our Creator God power. Okay, the power from Almighty God, the creator of Lucifer, all right? And so our international crime families that lead our governments today are a part of the Luciferian power, okay? So God expects us, and the Holy Bible tells us, to stand against those powers that hate God and hate freedom for all of us except themselves. So just keep that in mind, and from time to time we will try, as these things come to mind here at our two police and military association, we'll share these things with you, because there is an awakening coming in America right now, as you know, folks, because of wonderful broadcast mass communication systems like Republic Broadcasting Network and others. We have a tremendous awakening in this country. So if the Bush crime family and these others do not pull off their big bird flu pandemic and bring in martial law or do another tremendous bombing across the country and kill 500,000 to a million Americans soon, and they know this, they very much know this, we will have a number of millions of more Americans awake and knowing who the enemy is in the camp. And so every single day that we can broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network and publish, for example, our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues to lawmen and soldiers and people in the private sector, we win. We're awakening more and more people all the time. But the enemy knows this, so it behooves them to have another horrendous terrorist attack on America. Of course, they will foment that attack, and they're preparing that attack. I mean, it won't be a true terrorist attack on America because none of them have been that so far. All right, they've all been promoted and supported by the international crime families that control our government. Okay, so keep that in mind, and I want to. I think what we'll do right now is we have callers on the line. Paul told me we had some callers on the line, and we're just about running out of time. Now, tomorrow I want to get in with you the federal government, defining American terrorists. Now, we've talked about this before, but we've just done what I believe is a very important article in our sheriff's publication that we just put out this week, just mailed out this week. We hope you'll get a copy of that sheriff's publication, because in there we have a whole article about the feds defining American terrorists. And guess who it is, folks? It's you and me. That's right. We will talk about that. We've talked about it before, but we're also sending this out to our sheriffs so they can see the actual brochure the FBI put out a few years back defining the American people as the terrorists in this land. And so we have serious things happening in this country. But I want to remind you before we go to the phones that God is in control. These international crime boobies up there, these guys that think they're in control, they're a bunch of weenies. They are not in control of anything. God is in control. Our Almighty God, Creator God of heaven, is in control. And so be of good cheer. We win this thing in the end. We have to be prepared to go through hell on earth here, because the pre-trib rapture is not true. You are not going to be getting the heaven out of here before you're persecuted. And so anyway, we'll be back in just a minute, and we'll go to our callers. We better do it very quick because we're almost out of time. All right, thank you. We'll be right back, folks, in just a couple minutes now.
Thank you. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go right away to Barbara in Illinois. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hello,
Jack. I just have a couple minutes left, my dear. I'm sorry. I was so windy tonight.
Well, that's okay. Good to hear you, and good to talk with you again.
Thank you so much.
I called out to Idaho today to see if you might have a suggestion on a victim like me. She's in Yuma, Arizona right now.
Uh-huh.
And she's absolutely isolated from her family and friends, and she is just barely surviving. She does have a job now, but she's tortured with this directed energy weapons, and she doesn't know if she can continue to work.
Yeah.
I wondered what you might suggest, or would there be anything that you could suggest?
Well, about the best thing I've seen, Barb, is the groups of people that have gathered together that have these problems. You know, you can't beat that networking that you guys
well,
have been
we've
doing.
Well, we've certainly got that. I've been in touch with her for probably 10 years or more, and I have never met her, but we have a bond that is unlike any other, no other on the face
I don't
of
know.
The earth.
I just don't know what we can do to beat that, Barbara, because we do not have those within any government agency that I believe is going to help you, you know, because they're too afraid of losing. The local guys and gals are afraid of losing their grants from the federal government every year, the millions of dollars in grants, so they're not going to help you. And state governments are under control of the globalist governor, So they're not going to help you. And the federal government, it's a waste, you know, to even go to them with your situation. So
well,
I think it's just the people themselves getting together like you guys have, bonding together and helping each other is all we have at this time, except, of course, to go to the Lord in prayer over these issues.
They have conference calls on Saturday evening, and they call in from all over the country and talk.
Well, that's good. That's wonderful support base. I wish we had a silver bullet of some organization, governmental organization, to help you, but I don't know of any. And I think you know that too, Barbara. As long as you've tried to get somebody interested, they just won't do it.
I'm probably one of the oldest victims. Well, I know I'm the oldest victim that I'm in touch with.
Yeah.
I was 83 a week ago.
My goodness, Barbara,
and,
really? My goodness.
I intend to fight till my dying day.
Well,
but let me tell
Lord.
You this right now. There better not be anyone, not one, on the face of the earth that would try to terrorize me into a hospital. Or would you believe we have a new prison 40 miles from here that is not occupied? What do you think is behind that?
I know very well, and so do you, Barbara, what
they're
talking
about. Sure, we do.
They're building them all over the place.
And the military bases have been refurbished for what?
Oh, for a lot of bodies they're going to put in there, a lot of warm
bodies.
This
is the United States of America.
Shouldn't happen here, should it, Barbara?
No. And it won't if enough, like you say, if enough people get up on their feet and say enough is enough. And
that's
the fact
right.
that the police, I can't say what I want to say anymore. The fact that they've been involved in my situation since day one.
Yes.
It makes me ill.
I know it, my dear. Well,
they terrorize
me. Our prayers go out for you, and we're just happy you're standing for God and country, and I'm proud to know you, Barbara, okay?
Well, there's a victim in North Carolina that is,
right.
She's on her deathbed. If she dies, I'm going public with my story, and
okay, my
I
dear.
Don't care what happens to me.
All right. Lord bless you, Barbara. Thanks a lot. We're out of time, my dear. Well, folks, Rita and Lonnie, sorry we couldn't get to you tonight. Barbara has some serious problems, and people around the nation have serious problems with government intervention into their lives. And it's a sad case. But anyway, pray for people that, like Barbara and those that are being intruded on by the federal government and state governments, folks. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.